recover. More on the-
We're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia.
Good morning. You are listening to Generations Talk Radio with Sharon Clark. Thank you for joining me. I will be here every Wednesday at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. For those of you who are expecting Laura Ingram, I just want to give you a shout out. She will be back on the air at 10 when we sign off. We will join her show at that point. I know a few of you last week got a little thrown off. That was my first week on the air. So rest assured, we will join her show about 10 o'clock when we sign off. But I encourage you to listen in. This is an amazing show. We are discussing a lot of things regarding aging, healthy aging, and things you might need to know if you choose to age here in Shasta County, or you are a child of adult parents who will be aging in Shasta County. There's a lot of great information here on the show for you today. If you'd like to make a comment or have a question, you can give us a call at 605-4567 or join us in the chat room at KCNR1460.com. So our topic today, it's kind of a threefold topic. I have a great personal friend and former colleague, Naomi Yamamoto, joining us, and she has recently been through some aging-related challenges and successes with her aging father, so we're going to chat with her a little bit. And also, I have Greg Hollingsworth, the administrator at Marquee Shasta, and he's going to offer us a little background and input on rehab facilities, his facility, some of their history and what they offer, as well as if you have a parent who is in a rehab facility or potentially is ever in one, some information that will be great for you to know, patient rights, some advocacy, what sets them up for success, as well as, you know, managing expectations, kind of what you can expect in that type of environment. So if you are a 40 plus, especially female, this is a really important show for you. And I'm going to give you a few statistics why. Approximately 43.5 million caregivers provide unpaid care to an adult or child in the last 12 months. About 34.2 million Americans have provided unpaid care to an adult age 50 or older in the last 12 months. The majority of caregivers, 82%, care for one other adult, while 15% care for two adults. About 15.7 million adult family caregivers care for somebody with Alzheimer's disease. By 2035, more than 11 billion people, 13% will be over the age of 65, and 1 in 7 middle-aged adults will provide financial support to a parent as well as their own children. So Naomi is a great example of what we call the sandwich generation, which we see more and more women becoming a part of, which is people typically in their 30s and 40s responsible for bringing up their own children and for the care of their aging parents. Naomi, you didn't know you were part of the sandwich generation, did you?
I didn't, but I think I'm a turkey sandwich.
Yeah, you're a turkey sandwich, if you have to pick one.
Yes.
So, you know, so tell our listeners a little bit, you know, obviously you reached out to me when your dad was kind of going through some challenges this last year, but give us a little snapshot of you were living your life, he was doing fine in San Jose.
Yes.
Not really any medical issues going on at all.
None.
You're a perfect example of, you know,
surprise.
And I want you to share with us, as you tell us your story, what did he have in place that was great, that was helpful?
Okay.
And maybe what you wished he'd had in place, if there is anything, that moving forward for people to learn from your story.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So my dad is a very healthy 81-year-old and out of the blue had a massive heart attack. So I get the call that he is headed to the hospital and he went into cardiac arrest. And so I would like to just say probably the first error was he did not call 911 and he had a friend drive him into the hospital, which ended up being a walk-in clinic.
Oh, goodness.
And so he went into cardiac arrest in the lobby at a walk-in clinic, which was equipped to help him, kind of. It wasn't, you know, one
ideal,
of the
right?
massive heart attack hospitals in San Jose.
So was he having like chest pain?
He was having chest pain.
And he went into a walk-in clinic.
Right. Okay. So then he went in cardiac arrest. In the resuscitation, he aspirated into his lungs, which meant his, in resuscitation, when they compress you, your stomach fluids go up into your lungs and cause a whole lot of damage. The heart attack itself was probably pretty straightforward. We're going to stent you. We're going to unblock you. But when he went into the aspiration, it caused pneumonia, and he ended up in ICU on a ventilator for 5 weeks.
Wow.
So here he is in ICU on a ventilator and 81 years old, you know, the atrophy and everything that goes along with it. And then he was in the hospital for a couple months after that. So the first lesson was call 911.
Right. especially for chest pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty serious. Yes. It's not a cold.
Call 911. Okay. So what I did appreciate that he did have in place was a living trust. And so as I'm driving down to San Jose, I actually got a phone call right away from his attorney who is opening up that trust and saying, okay, you are the medical directive. So I really appreciated that that was in place.
You had your power of attorney to
right, cause do I that. Because that gives me the ability as his advocate, as his daughter, to walk into a hospital. And they really do respect those things.
Legal
put in place.
Docs. Yeah.
The legal doc. So number one, the trust was really helpful. Mm-hmm. So I appreciated that. So I was able to make a lot of medical decisions for him on easily, you know. So...
And keep in mind, even though he's in the hospital and he's recovering, you are, and I know this because I'm your friend at this point, have a 11-year-old son.
Right.
And a husband.
Yes.
And he's in San Jose.
Yes.
And so you're schlepping back and forth trying to manage all of this, even though he had some stuff set up and even though he couldn't help the medical issue.
Yes.
It's still a lot on somebody.
I went to San Jose 14 times in that time frame that he was in the hospital. That was, you know, every opportunity that I had because he needed someone to manage his health care for him.
Right. And I remember you saying, you know, he was a little bit forgetful. He wouldn't, you know, be able to tell you if the doctors were in and what they said.
Correct.
Right.
Well, and for the first, you know, several weeks, he was in ICU
right.
You know, he wasn't even awake.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some things that then you don't think about, that power of attorney doesn't mean anything if you are in an in-between state, okay? So my dad hadn't passed. He was alive, and the doctors weren't willing to give me actual power of attorney to go and make some other financial decisions for him because he was in the middle of a whole lot of business dealings.
Okay.
So actually, that doesn't really unlock anything while someone's...
The medical part did, but the financial part...
Correct.
They're hesitant to kind of sign that over for his protection, too.
Yes,
right.
So if there are parents out there who are like, hey, we really want to make sure everything... You put your kids on your bank accounts and things like that. So that, if you're...
There's a workaround if that happens.
Correct.
Right.
So that was kind of the lesson learned. I was paying his bills out of my own personal account because I couldn't access into.
And luckily you had the ability to do that, but not everybody would be in that scenario.
Correct.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that wouldn't have lasted very long, you know?
Right. You can't support two households. Yeah.
No. Right, it's an unnecessary heavy stress.
Yeah.
Yes. Right? We're dealing with a health issue. Now a financial issue on top does not help the situation at all.
Not at all. So that was, so that wouldn't have gone on for very long.
Mm-hmm.
The well's only so deep.
That's right.
So anyway, I was very fortunate to have you for a friend. I mean, and so, you know, I think I joked with you, Sharon. I said, okay, you know, when you talk about who you need in your friend group, a Sharon Clark or someone like her who knows about aging parents and how to deal this road is a definite must, and a good hairdresser.
Right. Those two people are necessary.
Yeah.
So they discharged him out of the hospital to rehab in San Jose first.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And that was not the best experience for him at that point.
No.
Share a little bit about what that was like for you.
So one thing that everyone should know, too, is you do have a choice of where you go for rehab. And you can do your homework and try and find the best place you can. I did my homework. I walked into rehab facilities and put my eyes on them and was not even just like, hey, let me see the front lobby. Let's go in back. Let's see the rooms. And you can do that. And I did that at many rehab facilities in San Jose. I chose what I thought was the best, rated the best facility for him. Fade to black. I'm calling Sharon again, and I'm saying, he's getting no help here. And San Jose, I think that there's a lot of good care there, but but there's nothing like knowing people in your hometown.
Mm-hmm.
So I call Sharon and I actually brought in someone from Home Helpers into the rehab facility.
I remember that. That's right. We started helping you there first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we need to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to chat more with Naomi about what ended up happening with her dad, getting him to Reading and what that looks like now, and loop Greg in from Marquis Shasta, the administrator, and managing expectations and chatting about what we can expect and what maybe are some red flags when we need to move our parents. So stay tuned right here for Generations Talk Radio on KCNR 1460.
Patrick for Reading Kia. We both own Kias and we love them. I personally am driving a brand new 2018 Kia Niro, the highest ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017, and I am impressed. My gas mileage is crazy good. It has an EPA rated 51 miles per gallon city. Reading Kia has 36 Niros in stock and on the way, and all come with the complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations. Buy or lease a new Kia from Reading Kia and you'll never pay for an oil change for as long as you own your car. That saves a lot of money. And have you seen the new 2018 Kia Stinger GT? It packs 365 horsepower with the available twin turbo six cylinder. The performance is mind-blowing. No wonder Stinger is a finalist for the North American Car of the Year. This is the car everyone's talking about, so see the Stinger today at Reading Kia and be ready to drive it home. Great cars, big savings, America's best new car warranty. For JD Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue, readingkia.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is Lance Beck, president of North State Security. My father, Archie Beck, the founder of North State Security, was a World War II Navy veteran, a Purple Heart recipient, and a Pearl Harbor survivor. And his meaningful, patriotic soul has been a mainstay of our company since its inception in 1968. We here at North State Security are proud when we say that over 30% of our security officers are honorably discharged veterans. As we continue our spirit of being veteran-friendly, North State encourages all men and women with a military background to seek employment with us. Whether you be in your 20s or your 70s, we would like to serve you as you have served all of us. Come be a part of making our community a safer place by calling 243-0295. That's 243-0295. Or by visiting us at 1970 Hartnell or on Facebook by searching NS Secure.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of The Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Generations Talk Radio. I am your host, Sharon Clark. Joining me in studio today are Naomi Yamamoto, the perfect example of an adult child who's successfully navigating her aging father, as well as Greg Hollingsworth, the administrator of Marquis Shasta. If you're just joining us, I want to point out why you need to be listening to the show, especially if you're a female. Upwards of 75% of all caregivers are female and may spend as much as 50% or more time providing care than males. And I definitely see this in my business, Home Helpers. As many of you know, I own a home care agency, and the primary researchers and providers are female. Not that I haven't had some amazing sons and grandsons, but generally speaking, women are the caregivers, and it probably will fall to you. So this is a great show for you to listen in and hear some successes and some challenges that that Naomi, for example, has had with her dad. So right before the break, Naomi, we talked about dad had a heart attack, was in the hospital, very unexpected, in his 80s, went to rehab in San Jose. You reached out to me at that point because you weren't getting the communication. We had I gave you a name of an office locally there who had a care. Actually, the owner came in himself.
Correct.
And visited with dad. Yeah. Still, though, he wasn't recovering.
No.
Properly. He was not making any strides.
No, he was not recovering. And I was headed down there to meet with the rehab facility. You had lunch with me and you kind of gave me the heads up and gave me the lowdown. I had no idea that, you know, Medicare runs out in rehab if there's not the ability to
participate in the therapy.
Yes.
You
and
plateau.
Improve.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you had kind of given me the heads up and I got there and they said, your dad's not improving. So I want you to start looking at other facilities that are going to just kind of be more of a respite. This will be, you know,
kind of comfort
care, a nursing home.
Right.
Yeah.
Kind of long term.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. Long term care. And I'm like, OK, he's 81 and to many that's old, but to many that's still very young. And he was a very active 81 and he would travel the country. He would travel the world and always was very independent. I said, he had a heart attack. This shouldn't bring him down this far. So I pulled him out of that facility and brought him to Reading. And I just said, you know what? He's not getting the chance he needs and we're going to keep on trying. So I called you up. I'm like, oh my gosh. You're like, okay, call this transport company and call this person, called it. I mean, you gave me all the list. Again, everyone needs insurance in their life if they don't not have the back end information, because I didn't. I've never been in this space before.
Mm-hmm. And I think, too, like one of the things I remember from that lunch, and I was trying not to panic you at the time, but, you know, in rehab, even in the facility in San Jose, he had gone back to the hospital, come back. He had a couple oopses in that facility where he was just not improving. And I kind of, without necessarily saying it so directly, was like, if you don't turn the ship around, it's going to go too far down the river.
Yes.
You know, I mean, when you're that age with that kind of trauma on a ventilator, mm-hmm, for 5 weeks and not getting up and not getting the therapy, even as strong as he was, if we don't turn the ship around, yeah, pretty soon
it'll be too late.
Yeah.
Yeah. To turn it around. And I heard that resonated with me when I was meeting with them and they were saying, hey, start looking at respite care now. And so I went, you know what? I just hear this. I need to take charge and turn the ship around, which is something that made me very sad, because the realization of how many people are in these situations that do not have advocates for them or advocacy, it's probably more than we want to admit, you know.
What's your thoughts on that, Greg?
You have to have some communication with some people,
mm-hmm,
that will guide you through this. It's an impossible field to really know everything and know what to do. Every situation is different. Every sickness is different. Every stay is different. And, you know, being able to reach out to someone, anyone, is the true answer to the question, because you're not going to have the answers.
Correct. Yeah. No, and I did reach out to Marquis as well and got you have a very beautiful facility and the physical therapy room there is beautiful. And you walk in and it was night and day getting to see what was in where he was in San Jose versus what physical therapy was available up here. And it's just a different spirit. I don't know if it's the area we live in, or that there's so much impact on the medical side down in larger urban areas. But, you know, sometimes people look down upon like our smaller rural community. I found just the opposite when it came for aging parent care.
Mm-hmm. And what did your dad say? What did he say? Like the first day you got him up to Reading, didn't he say something like?
He said, I finally feel at like comfort, like secure. He wasn't ever feeling security. So once he came into Reading, and just the attitude of, there's just some amazing people here. We have really good people.
And I think, and Greg, you know, doing what you do, what is your comment on people's mental state? I mean, if they feel good about where they're at, that has a huge impact on their recovery, yes?
That is one of the key drivers, actually. You know, and I'm going to kind of get into, you know, that positivity and having a family involved. We see night and day changes.
Mm-hmm.
People that don't have anybody to get better with or to work towards, they really, you get down on yourself. Yes. And so families involved, positive attitude, feel like they're in a place where they can heal and get better is mm-hmm. so big.
Mm-hmm. And also, rest assured, not everyone has a family or has people right. available to them. But the but
I think that's where the facility steps in.
Exactly. And then also the social work program here is amazing as well. And the caring individuals inside that. And so, you know, there's other people just besides family members.
Mm-hmm. And so backing up a little bit to Greg, hearing Naomi's story, does it surprise you? Have you heard stuff like this before?
Absolutely. And yeah. I think Naomi did something key there where she went and toured facilities. And that's the advice we give anybody going through this type of process. Go tour facilities. The days of going to the hospital, going to a doctor, giving donuts, and then hopefully they'll give you patients is gone. Those days are not around anymore. Now it is letting the patients know, letting the patients choose where they want to go. And so that happens by touring facilities. When you walk into a facility, you'll probably know pretty quick if it's for you or your loved one or not.
You know? Correct. I did.
And that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, go in the back, ask the 1,000 questions, talk to people, because the hospital should be saying, where do you want to go? Mm-hmm. Not you're going here. Mm-hmm. And that's where, you know, the family will step in or the patient or loved one will say, you know, I want to go here because I've actually toured. The hard part is we're actually in an industry that hopefully we don't have to see you. You know, the goal is that you don't have an issue, you don't have to come to us. But heaven forbid something does happen, we don't want you to be reactive to the hospital just said, hey, you need to choose somewhere right now.
Yeah, you're in crisis mode and trying to make a decision.
Oh, yeah, and your finances aren't set up either, so there's that, too. And you got an 11-year-old son, and, you know, so it's one more piece of the puzzle.
And I think, too, Greg, to Naomi's point, if you do tour and you pick a place and you don't feel it's the right fit,
you can always move. At any mm-hmm. state. You're in our facility for 5 weeks, 90 days, 100 years even.
Yeah.
You can change whenever you want. And we've done that before.
And that is a piece a lot of times we let the tail wag the dog, right? So we do not know what we don't know, and we bow down to the professionals and in their industry. However, I've sat there in front of somebody who was where my dad was in San Jose, and they said, what do you mean you're leaving him? You can't transport him. And I said, get his doctor here, and we're going to assess him to make sure that he gives him the go-ahead to be transported. But yes, I can. So I have a professional telling me you can't do this. And many people would take that as...
That's the answer.
Face value.
Yes.
Right? Because we're polite people. And I happen to
She's
have
laughing
had,
really hard about that.
I happen to have had Sharon in my ear. So I knew otherwise. So, right. But most people don't know that. So,
and especially if they're like, he's not safe to travel or this is not a good idea. If they're saying comments like that, you're not, you know.
It scares you.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at them and I'm saying, you just told me to move my dad to a respite care. You were giving up on him. You're the one who actually failed him. This was your job. He is malnourished. He's not moving. He's very ill. And so you're not doing your job. So we're done here. We're going to move. Now my dad is...
I wanted to get to this. Today, what does dad look like?
Comes in the ready, does his rehab. Gets in the ready rehab. We're going to get him up and walking. I'm like, oh my goodness. Okay, let's do this. You know, it was
like day two, he's up.
Correct. Yeah. You know, so anyway, months later, he was in his rehab facility in Reading for about 6 weeks, and they got him up and walking, and now he's in assisted living, and he's actually looking at moving to go home probably the end of this month. So he went from wheelchair to walker to cane to now pretty much walking on his own again. So,
and he's going to be back in San Jose,
yes,
with his girlfriend,
making trips to
living
go travel.
Pretty independently again.
Correct. Yes,
which is a great ending.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is a beautiful story of how, you know, the modern day rehab facilities really work.
Yes,
I mean, there's still this stigma in the nation that it's a convalescent home where people go to just get dropped off and that's where they die. Mm-hmm. Those days are long gone. We are at a point now where we are rehabilitating people to the point where they are getting back to or better than they were prior. Now, that's a pretty positive statement. Not every illness, not every stroke, not every heart attack is going to have a rebound 100%. But definitely that process could potentially look like your father's, which there's nothing better.
Right.
Yes.
And you know you did everything. And you can put everything in front of him and you can make every opportunity available.
Yes.
And he took it and his body responded. And that's not always the case. But you know you did everything
exactly.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. And right. So, and as you asked me, what am I glad my dad also had? He had, obviously he's Medicare, but he also had private insurance to help supplement. And so that gave him more time without it being out of pocket in the rehab facility. He also... there are some really good Medicare programs, like the one next to your office that he's going to.
Physical.
Mm-hmm. And he's been working on balance therapy. It's all been paid for by Medicare with a doctor's prescription. I had no idea that this, you know, we have mm-hmm. a lot available if you can dig deep or not even that deep, just... you know, find the resources.
And we're going to get more into that in our next segment. We're going to have Greg chat about what qualifies you for a rehab stay when Medicare covers it. What do you need to look for? And setting people up for success and how to choose and what to look for if you take that tour. So we will dive into that when we come back right here on KCNR 1460. More Generations Talk Radio right after this.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Look at all you'll derive out of being alive.
Oh, I love Frank.
And here is the
welcome back to Generations Talk Radio. I am your host, Sharon Clark. We are here every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Don't worry, Laura Ingram will be back at 10 for those of you that are panicking because you're used to certain things. I know change is hard, but I'll keep you company from 9 to 10 every Wednesday, and then we'll join Laura's show at that point. My guests in studio today are Naomi Yamamoto, a personal friend and an adult daughter navigating her dad's aging, and also Greg Hollingsworth, the administrator from Shasta Marquee. We were just chatting about rehab stays, recovering from injuries or surgeries, and we did get a comment in the chat room wanting to know kind of how to navigate what Medicare covers and understanding all of that. And we did a little research, and there's actually a great handbook called Medicare and You, and you can visit medicare.gov and download that handbook, and it really outlines what Medicare covers with prescriptions and hospital stays and rehab, et cetera. So that's a great resource. Again, it's called Medicare and You is the handbook, and you can download it at medicare.gov. So hopefully that is helpful. So, Greg, before the break, after kind of hearing Naomi's story, which is amazing success story with her dad, I want to chat a little bit for those that haven't had a rehab stay. And by the way, I just want to throw it out there, as Greg mentioned earlier, we hope you never need to go to a rehab facility. We hope that you are healthy and fine and never have a surgery and never have a fall and never have an issue that lands you in a rehab facility. However, 7% of us die peacefully in our sleep. The other 93% have a slow decline. So odds are, at some point, if you are aging now or you are the child of a family member who's aging, there is going to be potentially a rehab stay in your future. So, you know, whether that's happy, sad, or be indifferent, it's going to happen. So let's be prepared for it. Let's set ourselves up for success. Let's know where we're going to go. Let's know what to expect. Let's know how to get qualified so we can have that blip on the radar, get our independence back, and get back home would be everybody's goal. So that in mind, Greg, backing us up a little bit, tell us a little bit about, you know, what takes place in the facility and what people generally have to qualify for to have Medicare cover that stay.
So most important thing is for us to be able to take a patient would be a 3-day qualifying stay at the hospital. That's 3 nights. Once you've been in a hospital 3 nights, at that point, you are eligible for us to, you know, come to our facility and go through rehabilitation. Now, we have nurses that are looking over every single patient at the hospital to see, is this someone that we can meet their needs? And at that point, we bring them in. And it comes back to the patient has a choice of where they want to go. And so we may say, hey, we can take this patient, but at the end of the day, it should be their choice of, I want to go to Marquee Shasta because I've toured there, I've been there, I've had a friend go there. I liked, you know, what I saw, I liked the experience, or someone told me it was great. And that's kind of the key driver is we can accept and say, hey, this patient we can care for, but it's their call.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm not giving donuts to the doctors, so they give me more patients. Those days are gone. It's on the patient themselves or family members to make that choice mm-hmm. and that call.
And I really encourage when people call me, lots of times they're in the hospital debating
right.
that they qualify for the rehab. They really want to go home. My feeling, my advice 90% of the time is go to rehab. You may qualify for 4 weeks. You may choose to go after two. But it's 24-hour nursing care in your facility. Right. It's 7-day-a-week physical therapy.
Yep.
So there's no home care agency that can offer you that, you know. And so especially if you've had a medical issue or you're recovering from a surgery that could have complications, I would much rather have people, you've got fall risk going on, infection, all kinds of things that can interfere with your recovery. You know, take the Medicare-covered stay. You don't have to stay the entire time. If you're working with the discharge staff, they're like, okay, you've come so far. We'll continue. You know, you can get home health therapy once you transition home and pick up home helpers at that point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The tidbit that's very important is you have, and it's two-part, you have up to 100 days of coverage. You have 20 days covered 100%. Now, the rest of those days are covered with a copay. Now, that doesn't mean you have 100 days. You can stay 100 days or whatever. It all depends on what kind of progress is being made, what kind of therapy is being given, all of that. And at some point, obviously, our goal is to get you home as soon as possible. We don't want you to hang out because everyone does better at home. So heavy rehab. We do rehab twice a day and once a day on weekends, which is a lot of therapy. That's going to get you as healthy as possible, as fast as possible to get you home as quickly as possible. Especially people who are maybe living in an assisted living setting. They're paying rent somewhere.
Right.
So we're trying
Their
to get them
going
home.
Down.
Yeah, we're
right.
not just hanging out, you know, hey, stay some more. We're having these conversations throughout the stay to make sure that you understand, here's our goal. Here are the barriers. Here's where we're progressing. Here's where we're doing well. That goal, you know, it's a little bit fluid. You may leave earlier. You may leave later. The more communication that the families have with the facility, the better the stay is going to be. And, you know, sounded like Naomi, you were very involved, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a piece of the puzzle that really helps because we're getting a patient that we don't have on paperwork. That's all we know. So when the family comes in and says, hey, they were on these type of medications, you know, blah, blah, blah. Here is, you know, they really enjoyed this. That allows us to get to know them better and to give better care.
Right. And honestly, he was 81 and traveling the world and doing all this. You know, okay, we're working with someone who wasn't, you know, sedentary, bedbound.
Right.
This is someone who was in good shape coming into this. There's a lot of potential here for a good outcome.
Yeah, and it really does go both ways. You know, family members, when they come communicate with us, at the same time, they also need to be understanding that, hey, you know, we are the nurses, we are the professionals here, we are going to be, here's our opinion. And, you know, almost scares me to say this, but don't go to WebMD and assume that you know everything because we've been doing this a long time and our goal is for the betterment of the patient. That really is. I mean, we have no reason to not have success stories.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's managing expectations. It's like, you know, yes, as much as your dad was up and amazing, he's not going to be walking without a walker on day three.
No.
Right.
And understanding that. Right.
And we've had families who, you know, what is the expectation? We expect them to be walking again. Okay. Well, here's what physical therapy is seeing. Mm-hmm. You know, this progress is going to be very, very slow. It's going to take quite a while. It may never happen. You know, and it's hard to take in. And that's not everybody, but there are people that it is a slow process to heal, mm-hmm. especially at 90 years old, 81 years old. Some people are faster, some people are slower. So, you know, being able to have that conversation with the facility is key. You know, and being able to listen and go, okay, mm-hmm. here's what we're seeing. Not to say they can't get better, but maybe it'll be a slow process or maybe they won't. I mean, some people do not rebound back as much as we hope they would, but they're still getting the therapy. They're still getting the nursing. We're going to do everything in our power to make sure that could happen and possibly happens.
Well, and I felt the rehab facility, their expectations were higher than mine because they had seen this and had seen how much the human body can recover and rebound. And with, you know, twice a day rehab. And I was kind of at that point in a state of hopelessness for him because I wasn't seeing improvement. So to hear the hope from the professionals turned around my attitude and, you know, because they have seen it.
And these professionals have been doing it so long. They're just like, they can tell pretty quick, hey, this is a slow process, or hey, this is going to be a quick rebound. We see potential here.
Yeah. And your dad was willing and wanted to. And that's another, you know, important factor is, you know, if you have some type of memory issue or dementia, it's tougher to get people to understand why they need to do it, to push through it if it's uncomfortable physically to do it.
Yeah.
You know, you weren't dealing with any of that, which can also be a challenge. And also, you know, if they do qualify for a stay at a rehab, Greg, and they refuse therapy for a certain amount of time, you're going to have those difficult conversations, but they may be discharged.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's it. I mean, if they are not participating in therapy, their Medicare will say, well, we're not paying.
Right.
And then the facilities ends up just paying.
Yeah. Right. And people need to understand, you know, and I get asked this still a lot, Medicare does not cover long-term care. Medicare covers, you know, short-term rehab type situations. You know, it doesn't cover what Home Helpers does. It doesn't cover home care or assisted living or, you know, Marquis Shasta, if you need to go into long-term care wing. It covers we can't afford it. We can't afford to pay for that. Our government can't. So you get your medical care, you get some prescriptions, you get home health for 4 to 6 weeks, you know, with a doctor's prescription. You can get some equipment with a doctor's prescription, and you can get, you know, the rehab stay, the 100 days, you know, and so part of that's copay. But outside of that, it's on you. And so it's really important for people to understand that. That's why I bought long-term care insurance when I was 34, because, you know, we need to have those finances. And luckily, Naomi, your dad did have that available and you've been able to support him in this process.
Correct. So where I kind of lacked in support of my siblings, I gained in support of what my dad had did prior to set himself up, which was purchasing long-term care. Mm-hmm. So now he is in an assisted living with his long-term care opened up and using that. So I was very grateful for that because I am raising my son still and, you know, trying to manage my elderly parent. And so there's only so much time and money that's available to do that. So I was very grateful for that piece.
I mean, I would think we should say at this point that if you don't do something now, it's going to be a major, major, you know, stress at some point. Mm-hmm. I mean, to assume that grandpa or dad are not going to have an issue at some point is not realistic at all.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to put something in play, I know it's a conversation that doesn't want to be had. I don't want to go look at a facility. I don't want to look at long-term care insurance because that's good. If that doesn't happen, it's going to be very expensive, very fast.
My
my great aunt, who was 100 years old, was in a long-term assisted living facility, but then she needed 24-hour care. Her her price tag went up to $19,000 a month.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you just tacked on a pretty big car payment. And
mansion
you
payment.
Weren't ready for your mansion payment. Very nice, very expensive. $19,000 car.
Payment on a small island.
Yeah. When we come back from this next break, one of the things I want Greg to chat about, which is really setting everybody listening up for success, is when you're touring, what kind of things to look for. So if you want to get your pen and paper, you know, what kind of questions to ask and what to look for when you're doing that tour, and then making sure we communicate that to the right people. Because if the kids don't know, it doesn't really matter if you took the tour. So we're going to take a short break and be back with more Generations Talk Radio. You may give us a call at 605-4567 if you have questions or comments. We'll see you right back after this.
West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is older than the trees, younger than the mountains. Growing like a breeze, country roads, take me home.
Many uninsured Californians don't know they can get financial help for health insurance. To find out if you qualify, visit coverca.com or call 800-300-1506 and keep listening to KCNR 1460. We will be talking to Adam Unger of Cover California on Thursday at 6 p.m. He'll be answering all your health insurance questions and discussing when and how you can register. For more information, visit coverca.com. Cover California. It's more than healthcare. It's life care.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it, Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab. Faster for less.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Generations Radio. I am your host, Sharon Clark. If you want to follow us in the chat room, you can visit us at kcnr1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. The show is here every Wednesday at 9 a.m. live right here on KCNR 1460. My guests in studio today are Naomi Yamamoto, who's a personal friend and daughter of an aging parent, and Greg Hollingsworth, the administrator at Marquis Shasta here in Reading. So, Greg, one of the things we've been really encouraging our listeners to do is to educate themselves before the crisis. And one of those steps would be to tour our local rehab facilities to have a list of maybe first, second, third choices if they ever are in a position to qualify for a rehab stay. And I want you to go over a little bit about what should they be looking for on that tour.
Absolutely. You know, and the tour should take 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes. So you should tour three or four different places. When you walk in, you know, the smell, the look, I think that's a really key driver to when you're looking at a facility for, you know, your loved one. When you go through the tour, make sure you're checking out what the rooms look like, what the gym looks like, what size gym, what, you know, how many therapists do they have working? You know, look at the dining areas. Most rehab patients dine in their rooms. And that's why I kind of wanted to check out the resident rooms, because all these things will really guide you. You'll feel that it's right for you. I mean, it's that simple to say. You'll walk through a couple and go, this is not the right place. And then you'll walk through another one and say, hey, I feel like this is right. The people are happy. They're, you know, I talked to some nurses. I talked to, you know, even a housekeeper, and I feel that this is the right place. You know, and especially the more you tour, the more you'll realize the one, whatever that one is, sticks out.
And I always refer to what I call the 40-70 rule. When you turn 40 or your parent turns 70, it's time to start having conversations about aging. And one of the things, and Greg and I met for coffee yesterday and we're chatting about the show. One of the things we chatted about was, you know, communicating to the kids. It's really important if you are the aging one here in Reading and your kids are not local, they're not going to know the resources. They're going to be at the hospital. Greg and I talked about this yesterday. They're going to be, they don't know who to pick.
They're on a lot of medications. They just had surgery, so they may not be, you know, in the best state anyways.
Right. So understanding that you may take that tour and if you have an elderly parent here in Reading who's going to age here, taking them on that tour. Mom, hey, I heard the show. That might actually open up a dialogue to start talking about what they have in place. You know, to Naomi's point earlier, her dad had a lot of his trust done, but she wasn't on any of his financial documents mm-hmm. to get access to his cash.
Right.
So she was using her own funds until he, you know, came out of this thing. And so really maybe opening up that dialogue as you're driving around, hey, I was listening to this show. You know, they encouraged us to take a tour. You know, all of us, the reason we're doing this show and the reason I do this show is to reach you before the crisis, to talk to people before you're in my office in tears, frustrated. And it's hard enough that Naomi's dad had this medical issue. It's hard enough in your mid-40s to have your dad have a heart attack. And on top of it, to have other challenges crop up that you didn't see. He had a lot in place, which was great, but not everybody has that. So on top of dealing with your loved one having a stroke or a heart attack, you don't know what they wanted, you don't know where the money is, you don't have any power to make any decisions, you're flustered and crazy and traumatized, and we want to see that not happen.
Well, and you might go tour a bunch of places that your loved one already toured, mm-hmm. you know, and now you're doing double the duty, and the hospital's saying you need to choose a place right now.
Right.
And that's the hard part. I mean, so just to throw a little plug in for Marquis Shasta, this building's been around a long time, and as about 2 years ago, we did about $3.5 million remodel to bring it up to a beautiful standing. So when families come in, because the next generation is going to want nicer things, it is inviting.
Your lobby is beautiful.
It really is.
It is inviting.
So nice. Yeah.
And that was the whole goal, was to, we know what the next generation is going to want. They're not going to want, you know, the older place. They want nice, new. We actually converted many of our dual occupied rooms to private suites. Mm-hmm. Those are pretty much first come, first serve. So that is available. And our dual occupied rooms are very large. That is catering to the next generation. So the tours you're getting, look at those kind of things. What are the offers? Our therapy gym is gigantic and beautiful. And really, you know, we can see quite a few patients. And our therapy team has been around for a long time.
And you guys do occupational, physical, and speech.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they are seeing them, like I said, twice a day, Monday through Friday, and even on weekends once.
And I don't think all facilities do weekends.
We're the only facility that will do that much therapy, including mm-hmm. the weekends, which, like we said, gets your loved one home faster, which is our goal.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal is for you to be successful and for your loved one to be successful as they go home and live out the rest of their lives.
Yeah. And I think, like I said earlier, you know, this may be something that down the road, if you're planning on aging, you may be faced with. So it's really imperative to know your resources. Go to medicare.gov. download the Medicare for You brochure, understand what Medicare covers, prep your kids too, because again, as to Greg's point, you may know what Medicare covers if you're the senior, but your kids are going to start at square one now.
Right.
Like Naomi did. What does Medicare cover? What does my dad have? What supplements does he have? Did you learn all that on the spot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is the best way when dad's super sick.
Exactly.
You know,
yes.
You're trying to take in Medicare and understand that.
So really, on the job training.
So really, now they could have a Sharon Clark or a Naomi Yamamoto in their circle because you've got had on the job training now.
Yes, exactly. And then, you know, just kind of a last note, I really appreciated this about my dad, was he really gave me the ability to make decisions, and he didn't fight me on them. And, you know, my dad ran a business. He was the boss always. And so his personality was to lead, but he really just kind of went, okay, I raised you. Let's see how I did. And I'm going to hand this over to you. So we weren't butting heads on it. And he really, I really think, you know, in these situations, although you're making decisions together, you know, just try not to butt heads on it and know that your family members are doing what they are doing because they love you and want the best for you, and trust that process as well.
Yeah, because you had his best interests at heart.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you're right. I see many times kind of we can't see the forest for the trees.
Yeah.
Sometimes the senior is trying to keep that independence. Strongly that it's kind of cutting off their nose to spite their face.
Exactly.
You know, which is, and I also wanted to throw out there with the qualifying rehab stay, if you or your family member are in the hospital, you qualify for the rehab, and you decide not to go to rehab, you think, oh, well, you know, I feel like I can get home. I'd rather bring some care in. I have family that can help me. And you get home and it does not go well. You actually can revisit that rehab stay. Is it for 30 days, Greg?
Right. So you have a 3-night qualifying stay at the hospital, and you end up going home. Something happens. It's too hard. It's too much work. There's some issues. You can call the facility, any facility, our facility, I would hope, but any facility, and say, hey, you know, can we look at admit straight from the community to you? And we can absolutely look into that and, you know, make that happen, which would then put that physical therapy, that nursing care right back on par.
And that, and I, with my home care agency, have been on the front line of that. Again, like I said earlier, I really encourage people to take the rehab to go. There's nothing like having twice a day physical therapy. Even if you have had pneumonia, it's nothing major, but you know, it doesn't take a lot when you're in your 80s and 90s to make a fall risk exponentially higher than being bedbound for 4 days. Recovering on IV fluids, recovering from a pneumonia or a UTI or something like along those lines, and then going to rehab, even though there's maybe not enough medically that you need there, it's the physical therapy that you need. You know, the 24-hour nursing is amazing, but that PT, there's nothing like it. And many times people come home too soon. You're dealing with a lot of fall risk. They're not getting up because they're afraid to fall, and we're backsliding.
And you don't have to go to the hospital and wait there for however long it takes.
Right. And so, I really want to thank Greg and Naomi for joining me today. Greg, why don't you throw out your guys' address and contact info for those folks that may want to reach out to you and take a tour?
Absolutely. We are on 3550 Turn Creek Road, kind of right across the street from Enterprise High School.
So don't go at like 2.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You might hit a little school traffic.
Yeah.
It's little school traffic. Come on into the front reception desk. Say, hey, I'd like a tour. We can give a tour right away. Yeah. You know, and you can see the beauty of the building and the care and the passion of all the employees there.
So I encourage you all to do that. Naomi, thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you.
And yeah. I want to say to all of you listening, Naomi actually, in addition to her dad having PT and doing outpatient, she actually hired him a personal trainer at a local gym to really set him up for success. So
and he's in better shape than me.
Yama is doing amazing, and I'm proud as part of the process. And it was a happy ending for you, friend. So
absolutely,
I'm so glad. I want to remind all of you that we are here with Generations Talk Radio every Wednesday at 9 a.m. We actually have a Facebook page. You can follow us. It's Generations Talk Radio, so do a search for that. And we have Instagram, Generations Talk Radio, where I'll be announcing my upcoming guests and topics. And I'd love to hear from all of you. If you have suggestions, if you have a situation you've been in that you think would be useful for other folks to hear about with regard to aging, we can cover a lot on this show. I'm trying to work in a wine tasting segment because I hear that, you know, red wine actually is really good for our health. So I'm hoping that I can segue into that, though 9 a.m. is a little early for maybe a champagne tasting would be more appropriate.
Mimosa.
But thank you all for joining us today, and we'll be here back every week. And remember, do not regret growing older. It's a privilege denied to many. See you next week.
And Community Talk Radio from the North State is AM 1460 KCNR Shasta Redding. News from Town Hall brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. You can see their